Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Mariati. First, the headlines. Entering 2019, President Joko Widodo affirms Indonesia is increasingly sovereign. President Joko Widodo welcomes 2019 with optimism. Now, the news in detail. Entering 2019, President Joko Widodo affirmed that Indonesia is increasingly sovereign over the earth and its natural wealth. This is evidenced by various measures taken by the government to take over the foreign managed natural resources. President Joko Widodo, through his official Instagram account on Monday, explained that over the past 50 years, oil and gas of rich regions in Kalimantan, known as the Mahakam Block, were controlled by foreign contractor from France, Total E&P, Indonesia and Japanese contractors, Inpec Corporation. However, the Mahakam Block has finally been fully managed by Pertamina since January 1, 2018. Meanwhile, Rokan Block in Riau, managed by an American company, Chevron, will be fully managed by Pertamina in 2021. President Joko Widodo welcomed 2019 with an optimistic spirit, as stated by Deputy Protocol Press and Media of the Presidential Secretariat Bey Mahmudin. On the eve of the turn of 2018-2019, President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo were at Wisma Bayurini Bogor President Palace on Monday. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo invited several merchants to the Bogor Palace. He was with members of the security forces of the president of the TNI headquarters and employees of the Bogor Presidential Palace, having dinner together with the Angkringan culinary menu for noodles, wedang ronde, and satay. Minister of Religious Affairs Lukman Saifuddin gave a message to welcome the new year 2019 so that religious practices in the community are increasingly understood together. In a written statement received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Lukman Saifuddin called for every citizen to restore understanding and religious practice to the essence of his teachings, namely to protect and maintain human dignity and degree. He is optimistic that religious life in 2019 will improve. Because Indonesia has many religious leaders, community leaders, religious organizations, and regional and national leaders who have a high commitment in caring for life and harmony. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, SOES, Rini Sumarno, hopes that the SOES Hadir Untuk Negeri Foundation can be the backbone of synergy in carrying out its social function to help the people of Indonesia. In the inauguration of the SOES Hadir Untuk Negeri Foundation in Jakarta on Monday, Minister Rini revealed that she feels proud and gets honored to be able to see all SOES to jointly form a foundation at the end of 2018. She always reminds other SOEs and the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises that the SOEs are present across Indonesia. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, hopes that disaster knowledge becomes a special subject in schools so that school children can better understand the potential and disaster mitigation. Head of BNPB's Information and Public Relations Data Center, Sutopo Purwonugroho, at a press conference at Graha BNPB in Jakarta on Monday, said that the education method is one of the effective ways to mitigate disasters. So far, in general, some communities and the regional government are still not ready to face major disasters. According to Sutopo, disaster knowledge has not become an attitude, behavior, and culture that link the life to disaster mitigation. Safeguarding the turn of the year in the Indonesian-Malaysia border area in Nunukan District, North Kalimantan, involve hundreds of armed forces and police personnel. Nunukan Resort Police Chief Adjun Senior Commissioner of Police Teguh Triwantoro in Nunukan on Monday said that security measures for the New Year's turn will deploy at a number of points in the area. Both personnel of armed forces and police were mobilized in churches and mosques to oversee the people who worship. He added that so far, the situation of security and public order in the region has been safe and conducive. The last item, the arrival of the cruise ship Regent Seven Seas Mariner, which transports more than 1,000 foreign tourists in Benoa Harbor, Bali, at the end of 2018, was welcomed with traditional Balinese art. Chief Executive Officer of PT Pelabuhan Indonesia Tiga, Bali, Nusrawayan Eka Saputra in Denpasar, Bali, said on Tuesday that the cruise ship was the only cruise ship to stop at the biggest seaport in Bali during 2018. Eka also said from the visit data cruise ship since 2016, around 56 ships have been recorded, carrying foreign tourists ranging from 2,000 to 3,000 per vessel. That was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
We have entered 2019. There is hope that 2019 will be better than last year. Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla, shared his hopes so that in the year 2019, the community can achieve happiness and better life. Through a video made by Secretariat of the Vice President on Monday night, Vice President Yusuf Kalla expressed his congratulations on the year 2019. In a moment, he said, "Happy New Year 2019 to the people of Indonesia," and he hopes this year will bring happiness, new hope, and it is better than ever before. Of course, the expectation is also the desire of all Indonesian people, considering that in 2019, precisely in April, the Indonesian people will take part in general election to elect the president and vice president, representative, as well as parliamentarians of the regional to national levels. The democratic events will take place once in 5 years. It is certainly expected to run safely and orderly. While in 2018, Indonesia experienced various tests such as earthquakes, floods, fires, sunken ships, fallen plants, and tsunamis that claimed hundreds of lives at the end of last year. So that's natural if there is hope that 2019 will be better than last year. There have been several incidents that claim many lives due to human negligence. Thus, let us make these events as valuable lessons so that they do not happen again in this year and years to come. Isn't that experience the best teacher for us? Hopefully, 2019 will be better than the previous years. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start with an event on January the 1st, 1990, T.B. Simatupang passes away. Lieutenant General retired Tahi Bunar Simatupang, or more commonly known as T.B. Simatupang, is an Indonesian national hero. Simatupang was appointed by President Sukarno as the Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces of the Republic of Indonesia, or KASAP, after the great Commander General Sudirman died in 1950. He became the Chief of Staff of the Armed Forces, or KASAP, until 1953. KASAP position in the organizational hierarchy at that time was on Chief of Army Staff, Chief of Naval Staff, Chief of Staff of the Air Forces, and is under the responsibility of the Minister of Defense. Simatupang died on January 1, 1990, in Jakarta, and was buried at Kalibata Hero Cemetery. On November 8, 2013, President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono gave the title of National Hero to T.B. Simatupang. The current name is also immortalized as one of the major streets in the name of Cilandak, South Jakarta. On January 1, 1984, Soekarno-Hatta International Airport is officially opened. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport is a major airport which serves flights in Indonesia. The airport is named inappropriate to the characters' name of proclamators of the Indonesian independence Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta, who are also become the first president and vice president of Indonesia. The airport replacing Kemayoran Airport and Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport, Jakarta. The airport was designed by French architect Paul Andrew, who also designed the Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, France. One of the major characteristics of the airport is the local architectural style and tropical gardens in the long of waiting area. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport has 180 check-in counters, 42 baggage, and 45 gates. We conclude the segment of Today in History with the next event on January 1, 1995. The World Trade Organization, WTO, is established. The World Trade Organization, WTO, is an intergovernmental organization which regulates international trade. The WTO officially commenced on January 1, 1995, under the Marrakesh Agreement, signed by 123 nations on 15 of April 1994, replacing the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, or GATT, which commenced in 1948. Most of the issues that the WTO focuses on derive from previous trade negotiations, especially from the Uruguay Round 1986 to 1994. The WTO is attempting to complete negotiations on the Doha Development Round, which was launched in 2001 with an explicit focus on developing countries. As of June 2012, the future of the Doha Round remained uncertain. The work program lists 21 subjects in which the original deadline of January 1, 2005 was missed, and the round is still incomplete. The conflict between free trade on industrial goods and services, but retention of protectionism on farm subsidies to domestic agricultural sector, and the substantiation of fair trade on agricultural products remain the major obstacles. This impasse has made it impossible to launch new WTO negotiations beyond the Doha Development Round. As a result,
there have been an increasing number of bilateral free trade agreements between governments. Listener, that was Today in History.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
President of South Korea Moon Jae-in hopes that friendship and cooperation between Korea and Indonesia will be closer in 2019 and in the coming years. This hope was expressed by President Moon in his welcoming the New Year 2019 in Indonesian language on the official Twitter account of the South Korean Presidential Office, which had his personal account marked as sign that the sentence was made by the President of South Korea in remarks linked to President Joko Widodo's official account and the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. President Moon expressed his appreciation for Indonesia's support for South Korea, which has been fighting for peace for the past years. President Moon also expressed his commitment to always jointly support the journey towards peace and prosperity. At the end of the New Year's remarks, President Moon hopes that President Joko Widodo and the Indonesian people will always be healthy and happy. According to South Korea's ambassador to Indonesia, Kim Chang-bum, the remark was a sign of the closeness of the two leaders. The Antara news agency reported Ambassador Kim Chang-bum said on Sunday that the remarks showed close friendship and partnership between the two leaders. Previously, South Korean President Moon Jae-in expressed condolences to the tsunami victims in the Sunda Strait. The letter dated December 24, 2018, which contained condolences, was addressed to President Joko Widodo through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia on behalf of the entire people and the government of South Korea. President Moon also felt the deep sorrow and sadness of the Indonesian people, especially the families who experienced the disaster. That was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apa adanya, walau harus menunggu
Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Gresik Regency, East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Gresik is one of Regencies in East Java Province. The Regency is one of the main industrial areas in East Java. The cement industry is very famous in the country. Although the region is known as an industrial area, this region also has a variety of interesting tourism destinations to be visited. Speaking about tourism, the region is known with its historical sites and coastal attractions. Bordered with the Java Sea in the north, the beach has a row of beautiful beaches. One of them is Delagan Beach. Delagan Beach, or also known as Goro Indah Delagan Tourism or WISIT, which is administratively located in Delagan Village, Panceng Sub-District, Gresik Regency, East Java Province. The distance is about 40 kilometers from the center of Gresik City, which can be reached by land road. From the city center to the beach, you can enjoy panoramic views of expanse of ponds and rows of limestone. The green of the countryside will bring its own enchantment to the Delagan village. To enter Delagan beach area, you are required to pay 10,000 rupiah for adult visitors and 6,000 rupiah for children. Meanwhile, the visitors are also required to pay 2,500 rupiah for motorcycle and 5,000 rupiah for car and 10,000 rupiah for buses. The 2.5 hectares Delagan Beach has a white sand beach and soft, in contrast to other beaches in Gresik. The seawater is clear, so that it is safe for anyone who wants to swim to enjoy the freshness of the water. If you cannot swim, but want to enjoy the freshness of seawater, you can rent a buoy tire with only 5,000 rupiah for the small one and 10,000 rupiah for the big one. During your visit to the Delagan beach, you can also get around the sea by canoe or fishing or just enjoying the air and scenery around the beach. Listener, once tired of the swimming and rowing the canoe, you can sit on the chairs which are available at the edge of the beach with only 20,000 rupiah. For those who are kite fans, you can also playing kites on the beach. In the late afternoon, you will enjoy the beauty of the sunset on the beach. The Delagan beach is equipped with restaurants, bathrooms and worship place for Muslims or musola. Listener, that was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Delagan Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
cantumkan hubungan ini. Kau diamkan aku tanpa sebab. Maunya apa? Ku harus bagaimana? Kasih, sampai kapan kau gantung cerita cintaku? Memberi harapan hingga mungkin ku tak sanggup lagi dan meninggalkan dirimu. Detik-detik waktu pun terbuang, teganya kau menggantung cintaku. Bicaralah, ya semua pasti.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the world on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary structure and idioms. This program is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Selamat Tahun Baru, or in English, Happy New Year. Next, I will give an example of a conversation on Selamat Tahun Baru or Happy New Year. Tony and Dinda's family are attending a New Year's Eve celebration in the city center. That night was also Tony's last night in Indonesia. Dinda, hampir tengah malam, ayo hitung mundur. Semua, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Selamat Tahun Baru. Dinda, semoga kita makin sukses, Tony. Amin. Mudah-mudahan semua impian kamu menjadi nyata. Dinda, amin. Semoga perjalananmu pulang ke London besok juga lancar. Tony, amin. Terima kasih. After listening to the conversation, I will introduce words and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely Selamat Tahun Baru, which means Happy New Year. I will say the words two times and you can follow after me. Hampir tengah malam. Hampir tengah malam, which means almost midnight. Ayo, hitung mundur. Ayo, hitung mundur. Come on, count down. Selamat tahun baru. Selamat tahun baru. Happy New Year. Semoga kita semua makin sukses. Semoga kita semua makin sukses. Hopefully we are all more successful. Amin. Amin. Amen. Mudah-mudahan semua impian kamu menjadi nyata. Mudah-mudahan semua impian kamu menjadi nyata. Hopefully all your dreams come true. 5. 5. Which means 5. 4. 4. 4. 3. 3. 3. 2. 2. 2. 1. 1. 1. Kedamaian dan kebahagiaan. Kedamaian dan kebahagiaan. Peace and happiness. In the dialogue, Tony and Dinda's family congratulated each other. Selamat tahun baru, selamat tahun baru, which means Happy New Year. Congratulations are usually accompanied by prayer and hope. The following are some hopes that can be said to others when the new year comes. Semoga tahun ini Anda makin sukses. Semoga tahun ini Anda makin sukses, which means hopefully this year you will be more successful. Aku berdoa semoga Tuhan selalu memberimu kebahagiaan dan keberuntungan. Aku berdoa semoga Tuhan selalu memberimu kebahagiaan dan keberuntungan. Which means I pray that God will always give you happiness and luck. Semoga tahun ini memberi harapan dan semangat baru bagi kita. Semoga tahun ini memberi harapan dan semangat baru bagi kita. Which means hopefully this year will give us hope and new happiness. Aku harap tahun ini semua impianmu menjadi nyata. Aku harap tahun ini semua impianmu menjadi nyata, which means I hope this year all your dream will come true. Semoga tahun baru ini membawa kedamaian dan kebahagiaan baru untukmu. Semoga tahun baru ini membawa kedamaian dan kebahagiaan baru untukmu, which means may this year bring you new peace and happiness. Semoga Tuhan selalu memberkati. Semoga Tuhan selalu memberkati. Which means may God always bless us. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia or let's speak bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to the example conversation once more. Dinda, hampir tengah malam. Ayo hitung mundur semua. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Selamat tahun baru. Dinda, semoga kita makin sukses. Tony, amin. Mudah-mudahan semua impian kamu menjadi nyata. Dinda, amin. Semoga perjalananmu pulang ke London besok juga lancar. Tony, amin. Terima kasih. Well, that was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know Indonesian better. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Terkubur dalam emosi, tak bisa. tersembunyi aku dan nafasku merindukanmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the Music Corner, so stay tuned.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner, a segment featuring information about Indonesian music. In today's edition, we will present you Malay songs. To initiate our segment, let's listen to a song entitled Burung Kenari or Canary Bird by Asmidar Darwish and Tiara Mon. The song tells us to sing together and be cheerful. Enjoy the song.
Sedang sembunyi di balik rimbunan pohon yang tinggi, membawa derita di hati. Biarlah aku hidup sendiri. Bersamalah kita memadu kasih, buangkan yang keruh, ambil yang jernih. Marilah bersama menyanyi, hapuskan hati yang bersedih.
Just listen to a song entitled Burung Kenari or Canary Bird, composed by P. Ramlee. The lyrics of the song are rhythmic poems. The music sounds catchy, therefore it is an attractive song to accompany us dancing. Now let's listen to another Melo song. The title of the song is Selat Melaka or Melaka Strait. It is sung by Asmidar Darwis and Tiaramon. The song tells about advices of life. Happy listening.
Tempat berlabuh perahu Bugis, Selat Malaka airnya tenang. Tempat berlabuh perahu Bugis. Sangka hidupku senang, mulut tertawa, hati menangis.
Tolonglah peti
Just listen to the song Selat Malaka or Malacca Strait by Asmidar Darwish and Tia Ramon. The song consists of four rhythmic poems. Asmidar Darwish and Tia Ramon sing each of its lyrics in turn. The music itself has medium tempo. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, let's listen to a song entitled Naik Sampan or Taking Canoe, composed by Hussein Aidit. The lyrics of the song are rhythmic poems. The song itself tells about the expression of happiness when taking canoe. In accordance to its lyrics, the song portrays the happiness of a man when taking sampan or a small boat like canoe. The music sounds cheerful and it has fast tempo. That was the segment of Music Corner for today about Malay songs. Thank you for joining us. See you in our next edition. Bye for now.
Naik sampan si naik sampan.
alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening. But stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.